Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Grant. I'm so glad the way Lisa says another infotaining show, and that's exactly what we have in store for you today. Before I get going, though, I got to share a little story out of school. One of my friends was listening to the podcast, and Don, you may recall this from last year sometimes. Don and I were the founders of Speakers Pathway Coalition. We're co-founders, so we're not in the titles or anything. And during one of the live shows, I said, you know, I introduced Dandy Don as my co-host. And since we're not in the titles, I said, well, you know, Dandy Don's my co-host and I am his co-host. So together we just co-host along. But my friend, he texts me and he says, hey, are you guys still co-hosting along? You're absolutely right. And Dandy Don, how you doing today?
Yeah, I mean, we co-host this thing together, co-host. And like I said, we're not much into titles. We're just Jim and Don.
Exactly. We're here to get the job done. And all of the people that we're associated with, they're focused on helping others. And today we got Robert W. Jones as our guest on the show. And Dandy Don, you know, what he's doing out there in Phoenix, it kind of reminds me when I was a boy growing up on a farm in North Carolina. A lot of the neighbors around there, they used to barter system. They helped each other. And there was just, you know, everybody provided free labor, you know, all that. But when you look at what Robert and Sean have created there with iNetworkTogether.net out of Phoenix, Arizona, it's amazing because they have business people helping one another. Isn't that incredible?
It's absolutely incredible. It's every time we go to an event, one of their events, and every time we get a chance to sit beside both Robert and Sean and the people in Network Together, it's just such a feeling of community and something that we strive for within Speakers Pathway. So, you know, Robert and Sean are kind of setting the bar for us.
Absolutely. And, you know, the nice thing about what Robert and Sean are doing out there, it's what we actually want to do everywhere. We want to establish a community, and their movement is a community movement. And guess what? They're coming to your town. Robert, how you doing today, buddy?
I am doing fine, gentlemen. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Jim, for having me on your show. It's one of the best times every month, every quarter, every week. I want to do it every hour with you guys. I have so much fun on your show. I do want to make a correction that our website is networktogether.net. That's networktogether.net. But our big signature event is called the iNetworkExpo.com. That website's iNetworkExpo.com, and then our regular website for membership is networktogether.net.
Okay, thank you, sir. And all those websites will be in the description of the show. Our show will be available in podcast form. It's also available on iTunes. And we've also got all of our shows. We just uploaded all of our shows to the YouTube channel, Jim Grant Live, L-I-V-E. So just make sure you subscribe to them and make sure if you find a good show that someone would enjoy about two guys that just co-host along, please share it. I tell you, Dandy Don, I mean, you know, being associated with Robert and Sean is just, yeah, it's just an incredible feeling because we're working on the same common goals. We're aligned. We're in step, aren't we?
Absolutely. And, you know, we have some members in common. There are some people who are members of Speakers Pathway, as well as members of Network Together. And I've been doing some training with some of them and putting together their TED Talks. So I just happened to see a couple weeks back, there was a party. About five of the women members got together and they were just helping each other, having a good time. And really, that's the spirit of things, helping each other, keeping it fun, keeping it social. And I think, Robert, you talk about the elements of that you believe in, that you really foster, and they involve, you know, having things be social, having things be educational. But maybe you can share that again with us.
Well, you know, Jim and I, we were having a laugh about it a couple of shows ago, and I said, you know, if you would like to be a member of Network Together, you need to bring your SBE, you know, and Jim's like, I like that SBE. And, you know, what that means is in our community is it's a place, yes, where we can be social. It's a place, you know, where we bring it in business. But it's also a place that we're here to entertain and just create excitement with each other. Because one of the things that I've learned in many communities, everyone has aspirations, you know, but are there people around you that help you with the inspirations, you know, to keep furthering those aspirations?
Oh, that is so critical, isn't it? Because we're so bombarded with a lot of negative stuff. And think about, you know, being associated with a group of people that is like-minded, and they just want to come out of the woodwork, because this has personally happened to me and Don. When we've been out there, boots on the ground in Phoenix, these people come up to us and they introduce us to others, and they help them to find out more about us, what we do. It's all called about networking. It's about people helping people. And I'm telling you, folks, I mean, it is just fun. It's exciting. It's just a privilege and a joy to be there, isn't it, Don?
It is. And I know that, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, a lot of times it can be pretty lonely. And it, you know, I think I certainly love the times when our team gets to be together. And the last time we did that was actually in Phoenix at the last big networking expo event. But there's something special about getting shoulder to shoulder, hand to hand, belly to belly with people. And that's one thing I know, Robert, that your organization does is a big focus, getting people together.
Yeah. And people may say, you know, why get together? We have digital media. We have traditional media. You know, absolutely. I in those medias, you know, really are there to do one thing, and that's to help get you, the person, the one who creates the movement or the concept or runs the business. It's actually to get, you know, to bring people together through familiarity so they can get to know, like, and trust, you know, the brand that you represent. And no better way to do that is to when you walk into a room and I see people come up to you, Don and Jim, and they're like, you know, I've seen you, I've heard you, I've liked you, there's testimonials, but I just wanted to come out and meet and almost like touch you guys, right?
Yeah,
to see if
yeah.
you're real. And to see the connection in that. You know, it may be a little bit longer path, but, you know, it's a path that stays consistent, and it's a path that will always be used. And that's what I love about personal networking.
Absolutely, because I remember something that you said on a previous show sometime last year, and because a lot of entrepreneurs, they fall into this ditch. They go from their corporate cubicle many times in life, either they resign or they retire, whatever the case may be, and then they wind up in a
solitary confinement.
There you go.
Office.
There you go. Absolutely. And, you know, that's what we're talking about, folks. You know, unshackling yourself. Get out of that cubicle, because solitary confinement, when he said that, Dandy Don, I thought, oh, my goodness. How many times have I been there, brother? And I know you've been there too, haven't you, Don?
Yeah. I mean, when you said that, it was like, yes, I've been there, and it's miserable. And yeah. you're sitting there for hours and hours behind your computer, just and to actually go and meet people, get out in the community, and actually just kind of let things happen, right? I love meeting with people with no agenda.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because I know when he said solitary confinement, I know there's people listening that just sit there at their desk and they're looking for good advice. They're looking for a helping hand, because everybody needs good advice. Everybody needs a helping hand, and everybody needs something that cares, that care about you. Number one. Number two, they got your back. And number three, they're more than willing to help you. That's what networktogether.net is, their website. inetworkexpo.com is the other website. I mean, that's what they're about. And Don and I, we're just so excited that even though it's in Phoenix right now and it's expanded out to a couple of other areas, but they are literally, as time goes on, we're coming to your town, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, how does that sound to you? It sounds great to me.
That sounds really great. And, you know, and I'm going to build up a little bit more. I mean, there's a saying, and I love this saying. It says, he who travels alone, you know, may travel fastest in the beginning, but he who travels with the team, you know, will always travel farthest. And one thing that I see in the audience, and I always say, it takes a team to help build each other's dreams.
Yes. Yes, it does. Because with the team, you've got not only multiple sources of wisdom, you've got a mastermind. And that's something that every single entrepreneur needs, is a mastermind. Because Don, you and I, when we're one of our executive training directors right now is on boots on the ground out there in Phoenix, Mr. Bill Heinrich. And I know many times when me and you are struggling with something mentally, we turn to Bill, don't we?
We do. And if you're an entrepreneur and you are not part of a mastermind, find one. Find one. Find some like-minded people who are at similar levels, and you will grow incredibly. So if you're not in a mastermind, if you don't know what it is, look it up. Go become part of one.
Yeah, absolutely. And Bill Heinrich, I know right now he's sitting in front of me. Well, he's not sitting in front of me. I'd love to have him sitting in front of me. But, you know, I know that he's going to be at our Scottsdale chapter on the 17th of this month with Donegan Wall. So if you'd like to come out and meet Mr. Bill Heinrich, he'll be our featured speaker for that day.
Oh, thank you. You'd definitely be in for a treat, because Bill is one of those people, when he tells you something, it just automatically makes sense to you. And we're getting about close to commercial time, but I just remember one time me and Don were talking to Bill, and he asked us a question about something. We asked him a question. He said, well, why are you doing it? And we didn't really know. We'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's the Fitness Minute with fitness expert Annette Hammond.
To lose weight, we know that each day we need to burn more calories than we take in through eating, and exercise burns more calories. According to Discovery Health, a 150-pound person will burn about 60 calories while taking a one-hour nap. 1 hour of sitting and watching television burns about the same, but if that 150-pound person takes a one-hour brisk walk, then say goodbye to more than 250 calories. Cardio exercise like running, biking, swimming, and brisk walking are the best modes of exercise to burn the highest amount of calories and will get the endorphins flowing in your body. Those feel-good neurotransmitters boost your mood naturally. So use exercise to burn calories, lose weight, and to feel good. I'm Annette Hammond. To hear other fitness and weight loss tips, visit our website at AnnetteHammond.com.
Well, Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And with me today is the co-founder of SpeakersPathway.com, Dandy Don McGrath. Dandy Don, you're loved around the world. You're known around the world as Dandy Don. And we're going to talk about something called solitary confinement during this segment. That was really something, wasn't it, Dandy?
It was. And, you know, we've all, if you've been an entrepreneur and struck out on your own, then you've been there. And if you haven't, then you're in total denial, because it's just what happens. And Robert was sharing some statistics with us over the break that just floored us. And so, Robert, maybe you can share that with the listeners.
Yes. I wanted to do some research because, you know, it's great to have some observational evidence on what I think, that, you know, people trade their life in corporate cubicles and they, you know, working for an employer with that job, you know, and they have some maybe false realizations on really what starting out as an entrepreneur looks like, right? I mean, you know, television says one thing, but you know what, reality sometimes says another. And, you know, when I did some studying, and I think it was Forbes that I was looking at, I wrote down a metric that just floored me, guys. And that was, after 18 months, for most entrepreneurs, out of every 100, 29 of them are borderline clinically depressed.
Mm.
And that, and is, that, yeah, that was shocking. That was shocking to me. And, you know, to think that one, almost one third of entrepreneurs, you know, who visioned something, you know, are borderline, you know, after 18 months thinking like, you know, what am I doing? And they're going down, you know, some type of rabbit hole, you know, because they're depressed. And what the study further said was, is, you know, after 5 years, you know, 90% of entrepreneurs who start their business do what? They go out of business. Mm. And the number one reason, when you aggregate that together, was the number one reason is the lacking of support of other people. And you guys, you and I both know that lacking of support, you know, is the social relations and interactions that pick you up when you're down.
Absolutely. Dandy Don, I can just imagine someone sitting there and you know, they might be in Missouri or somewhere, and they might think, wow, I really need to get tuned in with these guys. And, you know, they can certainly join us, because we're not limited to anywhere. We're just going to, you know, we're going to go and we're going to grow, because SpeakersPathway.com, we provide online training, coaching, and support, and, you know, networktogether.net in Phoenix, and they're going and growing to various areas. My goodness gracious. I mean, come on board now. Don't wait. That'd be the message, would it, Dandy?
You know, Don and Jim, you know, one of the things that I love about what you do is I tell members, because they ask me about Speaker Pathways Coalition. They're like, you know, Robert, why are we with Speaker Pathways? Why do we have this alliance? Why do we have this relationship? Why do you have so much fun with them? And I'm like, because they're fun. But what I say is, I say, because with Don and Jim, they get the little things that separate good from great. And what I mean by that is they have training within training, you know, so they can train you on how to be a great speaker. But what they really do is they also train you on just really how to be a great person, a great leader, a great follower, a great dad, you know, a great communicator, a great connector, you know. So it's not just about delivering the best TED talk, you know, ever. It's about doing it in such a way where people, you know, people want to know more. And, you know, and you help people from the standpoint of positioning them, not just as an expert, but as someone that you just want to sit down and you want to get to know them better. And I think that's the key to what you do and the success on how you train people.
Well, thank you. I mean, Dandy Don has been he is a speaking geek. I don't know where that came from, but that's how he is known around the world as a speaking geek, because he's that good, aren't you, Dandy?
Well, I'm told that I definitely speaking geek, you know, being a reformed engineer, you know, I think it fits pretty well. But, you know, I'm kind of humbled by what Robert said, but you know, reflecting on that, when we do our events, and Robert was at our last event, Robert and Sean, you know, there really is this feeling. I don't want to sound gushy, but it's kind of like a lot of love in the room. And yeah, and absolutely. I think that's I don't know how to. There's no recipe for that. You know, I wish I could tell everybody exactly how to create it, but I hope that's what we create.
You're absolutely right, Don, because I was thinking about the young man that we met at Pathway for Vets in Colorado Springs. That was the first event me and Don put on. And this young man, he was a military guy and getting out of the service pretty soon. And what really blew him away at our event, because we tell people, we don't do sales pitches from the stage. He came to the event. What he got was a ton of information going, wow. You know, they didn't do any sales pitches. And that kind of took him back, because that's what we're known for. We're known for providing value, and we're known for, you know, helping people find themselves. What is it they want to do? And that's what Robert and Sean do out there. They invite people in, and you just automatically migrate and find out exactly where you fit in. And you know what? It's a very comfortable feeling. You don't want to leave. That's the bottom line. Yeah. I tell you, Don, we've been there to Robert and Sean's events. And when you have people hanging around 45 minutes after the event's over, they don't want to leave that environment.
Yeah, they got to kick you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We find that a long time. And one of the things that I found is, you know, business is changing. You know, it's evolving. Relationships are changing.
Yes.
You know, and another observation that I wanted to share with you both is, you know, people ask me, you know, why is Network Together successful? Why is Speaker Pathways successful? You know, and what it occurred to me at one time, you know, in the change, you know, so much of the time we talk about mindset, right? You got to have the right mindset. You know, you're an entrepreneur. You got to have the right mindset. You have to handle some type of conflict. You have to have the right mindset. You know, something doesn't go your way. You have to have the right mindset. But one thing I found in this day and age is you have to have your heart set before you can get your mind set.
I like that. That is so true, ladies and gentlemen, because as Robert was talking there, I'm thinking about, you know, one of the key things that's very, very critical. Me and Don, we do this a lot. And like, you know, I mentioned before, Mr. Bill Heinrich, one of our executive training directors, he's the author of the Seven Levels of Truth. But, you know, he's one of our executive training directors. We call him up for advice, and he's just kind of like, well, what are you doing that for? I mean, just stop it, you know, and you got to be coachable. You got to be trainable. You got to be open minded. That's part of your growth, because you can get, you know, stuck somewhere and you could, you know, think that you're right when you're just totally, you know, going against the grain the wrong way. And Don, I know you and I, we've seen that. And when people overcome that, that's when they really flourish, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think Bill would go so far as to say mindset doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mindset doesn't matter. It's all about heart set. It's all about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, you're going to have challenges. It's a given. And you could have the mindset of, I'm going to overcome this challenge. But what you really need is the heart set to be able to reach out to others and connect and get the support and empathy that you need to, do what you have to do. Look at it and say, hey, that didn't go the way I expected. Now what am I going to do?
That's right. I mean, you know, even athletes, you know, they can train and they can watch all the film. And Don, you're an expert athlete. But the thing is you don't train and learn at the level you do if your heart wasn't into rock climbing. You wouldn't write books about it. You wouldn't help others in that discovery. Your heart set leads you and to lead others. And I think that's one of the biggest difference. You know, if your heart wasn't in it, you wouldn't win it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Can I quote that?
What's that?
If your heart isn't in it, you're never going to win it. That's okay. Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Think
Robert,
that
Lowe.
One.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it. That's definitely that one. That's definitely a keeper there. You know, when you were talking about that, it brings back to mind why Don and I created the Speakers Pathway Coalition. We saw a need out there. We saw people who had spent a lot of money and they weren't getting the results. And so we decided to bridge that gap, help the little person get from the sidewalk to the stage. And I think seeing people do that and the way some of our members have grown, Don, my goodness, that's something money can't buy, the feeling that you get from that.
It's incredible. In fact, I was just on a call yesterday with, in fact, this is a Network Together member as well as a Speakers Pathway member who for the first time is going to be speaking on a stage this coming Saturday.
Oh, boy.
That's yeah. Cool. Wonderful.
And,
wonderful.
And, go ahead. And actually, she's going to be doing this as part of a series traveling to different cities around the country. And so a month ago, I don't think she ever could have envisioned this. And I'm just so, so proud of her. She's doing the work. She's taking the coaching, doing the training, the talk sheet. We just reviewed a talk last night. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, that's incredible. See, I told you that Donnie Don was a speaking geek. And see, right there, he admitted it. But you know what's really exciting is that that lady, she's had overcome some struggles, but she never gave up. And because she didn't give up, that's when support of people come in. That's why you need to surround yourself with like-minded people, because not every day you're going to feel like, you know, going the extra mile, but you got to do it. And you got to align yourself with people who will help you get from where you are to where you want to be. Yeah. And go ahead, sir.
Yeah. And there's something to be said. You know, if you know that you never have to walk alone again, there's a certain amount of security. There's a certain amount of comfort. There's a certain amount of assuredness that those who are alone, you know, those who don't have people in their life, they're not getting that inspiration. They're not getting those social interactions. They're not, you know, even being inspired in little ways. You know, you can really quickly, even in your mind's eye, you can see the difference between those who succeed and those who failed, because I have never seen a person succeed without having the teamwork. And, you know, and I said it earlier, you know, to make, you know, to create and build dreams, it takes a phenomenal team.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
If you could live your life truly standing in a place of peace, joy, and abundance, wouldn't that make your heart soar? Now you can, with Lessons in Joyful Living, with your host, Kimberly Rinaldi, Mondays at noon Central. Kimberly Rinaldi, having created a highly successful coaching practice, now teaches lessons in joyful living. She believes in empowering others and that through it, you have the ability to break through any and all barriers, thus allowing you to reach your greatest potential and joyfully step into your life's purpose.
What used to take weeks, months, or even years, she can now teach you in a matter of hours with her programs. For more on Kim and her show, go to her website, KimberlyRinaldi.com. That's RinaldiCom. Then join us for Lessons in Joyful Living with your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And Dandy Don at SpeakersPathway.com, we have some complimentary gifts that people can go in and get some great information. We've been talking about Bill Hendrick. Let's just talk a little bit more about Bill Hendrick, if you would, sir.
Absolutely. So if you go to our website, that's SpeakersPathway.com. That's our homepage. Right in the middle, you just can't miss it. It says complimentary gifts. When you click on that, it's going to bring you to a page of our wonderful team of executive trainers. The first person you're going to come to is Koji Somaldi. Right below him is Bill Hendrick. And Bill is really about law of attraction. He's about focusing on the energy, getting out of your mind and into your heart. And so what he offers is a law of attraction set of resources that you can get. And it's super, super valuable. Jim and I use him as our business coach.
Yes.
So my wife and I use him as our own personal coach. So it's absolutely life-changing. So scroll down right next to Bill's picture, get your free gift. I highly encourage you to do so.
Absolutely, Dandy Don, and thank you so much. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you're sitting there in your cubicle at home in solitary confinement, as Mr. Robert W. Jones likes to call it, which is accurately so, I can assure you, if you're sick and tired of being alone, you're sick and tired of worrying, you're sick and tired of having doubts, please go to speakerspathway.com, click on the complimentary gifts, download Bill Hendrick's free program now. You're not going to be added to a mailing list. He's not going to call you up or chase you down or anything like that. We don't do that. It's a free gift. It's a complimentary gift. And I can assure you it will greatly bless you in so many ways. And also, too, with Robert W. Jones and Sean Jones, his beautiful bride, they have networktogether.net. And how many different, I've went to their website, Dandy Don, and I've clicked on their training, and you see, oh, the calendar is just full of events. How many events do you think they put on a year? Do you know?
I'm guessing like 1,000 or over 1,000. And I know Robert, you just got an, I heard through the grapevine that you just got an award. I know you're probably blushing over there, but you know, can you tell the listeners a little bit more about that? I know you probably are bashful, but please do.
Well, you know, I love it because one of my good friends, Allison Larson, she says, you know, she calls it the permission to brag time, and I hear that, you know, and I still feel funny, you know, saying things like that. But I did receive a reward, and I took it on behalf of Network Together, and that reward was from a company called Icon Builder Media, and they awarded Network Together as in an annual year, being the company that incurred more membership growth than any other like-minded company in the country. And I was floored when I received this award in front of other, just phenomenal people at their three-day event that just happened this last week.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you just imagine how that made you feel, because that's just a wonderful award. I remember last time we were out there in Phoenix, Don, we were actually part of the iNetrepreneur magazine. We had an article in there, didn't we, Dandy?
We did, and I couldn't have been more honored to have been in there, because the other people that were in that magazine, I was just so honored to be among. So there's one comes out every quarter, Robert, right?
Yes, one comes out every quarter. And, you know, the wonderful thing about the magazine is for our members, we only charge, the cost of the production. And so we have it in a print version, and which we give out the night of the VIP event, which you gentlemen attend. Mm-hmm. And that's when we debut it. And then we give them out as takeaways at our iNetwork Expo. But in addition to that magazine, we also have a subscriber list of over 10,000 people from across the country, you know, that are a part of our network. And so, you know, it's really exciting because those who are in there, you know, because they always say, you know, there's the know, like, and trust principle. We talk about that network, you know, all the time. But when people become familiar with you, you know, they call it the mirror principle or the familiarity principle, you know, and they see you in a magazine or they see you in social media or they hear about you in an event, you know, business comes much more readily and fast. And, you know, magazines are still a great way to have the general public or even the networking public get familiar with you.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that you've got about 10,000. I'm just thinking about, you know, someone sitting there and say, wow, I'd like to get, you know, locked in with these people. How can they get your magazine if you'd be kind enough to share that with us?
Well, they can. Well, right now, the easiest way is because I need to set up a form here. And so and one of your team members is going to be helping me out that. So I'm going to get Preston. Preston Varley is going to help us set up our form with our system here. But right now, you can get a copy of that magazine. I can add you to our subscriber list by sending me a request at robert@networktogether.net. Again, that's robert@networktogether.net. And, you know, in the subject line, just write, add me to your magazine.
Hey, that's pretty neat. And, you know, we'll, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have all that information, the description of the show here on the podcast, on Toganet Radio. And be sure and get in touch with Robert. Robert@networktogether.net. Just send him an email and say, hey, please have him that, because that magazine is exciting. It's your door to help you get out of that solitary confinement. And that's a step in the right direction, because the reason why I'm saying so much about that, because Dandy Don, after I sold my business in 2007, manufacturing business, I was in solitary confinement for several years, and it took me many, I didn't even get out on good behavior. Can you believe that?
That I can believe, Jim. I've been around you. You constantly are bribing my dog with bacon.
Yeah, that's right. Me and him, we're on the same wavelength there.
Oh, boy.
I tell you. But, you know, it's really amazing because I'm just excited that someone has a lifeline there, because that's what it is. That's what you need. You need a lifeline there to help you get from where you are to where you want to be, because I understand you get aggravated. I understand you get depressed. It's perfectly normal. It's perfectly natural. It's perfectly human, but it's not perfect for you. Think about that. And that's, you know, why we're talking. Go ahead, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And, you know, Robert, I was just thinking about you kind of I love what you did with the magazine, and what I believe that you're doing with what I heard is going to be a radio show. Is, well, with your magazine, you didn't sit around and think about it for 5 years. You said, we're going to put one together, and you put out the minimal thing to test it. Right.
I did. Yes, absolutely.
Right. You act quick. Success rewards action. You put it out quick. You got feedback. And now you got this thing going on. There's advertising. You got all this. And you're doing the same thing with a radio show. You're starting small. You're going to test it. And I just love what you're doing. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs could take that as a lesson.
Yes, and you know, and we work with an editor, we work with a publication and printing specialist, and you know, it was one of those things. It was a hangout of like-minded people who came up with a concept. We were all motivated. We all travel at the same speed. Then all of a sudden, we said, you know what? You know, it's what, you know, you can't sell talk. You know, and you just can't sell talk. You know, I mean, from the standpoint of something like a magazine, you can only, you know, it's easier to sell what people can see. I always say people don't buy what they hear, they buy what they see. And, you know, and it's very true of speakers as well, et cetera. You know, people buy what they see many times. And, you know, now we have this other concept coming out, which is going to be launching in February, and that's it's on our iNetrepreneur network, and it's going to be our iNetrepreneur, you know, show that's dedicated to those entrepreneurs who really put meaning into networking, and they still see personal relationships as the change agent of growth.
That's really amazing, and we're going to be tied in with you folks there because I want to put the links there on my website so that they can get connected to you, because hearing someone, you know, share their experience, how they became involved and the benefits of it and all that, that is something that a lot of people in you know, would need to hear. I mean, I wish I had this advice and this wisdom and these lifelines back when I was, you know, struggling by myself, you know, the big three, me, myself, and I. Go
Jim,
ahead, sir.
Jim, you hit it. You hit the nail on the head. You know, and these are you gave me goosebumps talking about that, I have to admit here. You know, because one of the things I you know, a couple of things I talk about, you know, in our groups and even in our masterminds is, you know, people spend so much time on what they do, but they don't spend time on who they are. And I think that that's one of the things that you find is when people spend time on themselves, what you do becomes more natural. You know, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Because that's the real you.
Yeah, it's the real you. And it goes back to the heart. It goes back to being grounded. It goes back to being confidence. It goes back from, you know, strengthen your inner core. You know, mm-hmm. And a lot of things, and I'm just going to give a little freebie away here, sure. Is, you know, many times when I hear new business owners, they come out and they identify with someone. They say, well, you know, I sell SEO services, or I create websites, or I, you know, help you, you know, get a Google ad up, right? You know, mm-hmm. But the thing is, do you hear that? It's like, I do these things. But
yeah.
The person on the other end, you know, they're not looking to hear what you do. They really want to see what you're offering to them. And that mm-hmm. is a big paradigm shift, you know, that I wanted to gift away. And so what does that look like? That means, you know, but if I say, you know, I help you regain time in your life by helping lead clients to your door, that looks far different than saying, well, I provide SEO services. Mm-hmm. Or I can help you, you know, increase the value of the products that you offer, you know, helping you create more money because here is my service. You know, instead of telling people what you do, you know, my paradigm shift that I tell to networkers is, you know, start to look at what you're offering. You know, are you saving them time? Are you making them more efficient? Are they able to, you know, create more wealth for themselves, more sustainability? But most importantly, you know, it's the change. You know, so
we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Somaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's the Fitness Minute with fitness expert Annette Hammond.
Did you know that the average teenager drinks twice as much soda as milk? Since 1983, sugar consumption in the U.S. is up 28%. Why is that? There are several reasons, but one of the most common is soft drinks. 20-ounce beverages have become the norm, and it's not surprising to find that 43% of our sugar comes from drinks. Sugar is blamed for poor nutritional diets. USDA data shows that people whose diets are high in added sugar eat less calcium, fiber, iron, protein, and many other important nutrients. Fat-free foods are also a culprit. Since sugar is fat-free, many people tend to think it's okay to eat as much as they want. Remember that just because a food is fat-free does not mean that it's calorie-free also. For the Fitness Minute, I'm Annette Hammond.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And Dandy Don, I tell you, we're just having a wonderful time here with Robert W. Jones. And it just amazes me with all the things that Robert comes up with. He was going to share a saying with us, but the tunes kicked in and cut us all off. But the thing that Robert and Yashawn and being with them and what me and Don really like, it's all about, you know, being like-minded. I mean, it's a joy to be around people who think like you think. And when you find an group of people like it as a mastermind, oh my goodness, that makes your work and your effort so much easier because it's a collective effort of helping one another. And Dandy Don, I know you've seen that, and I have. It's just a incredible feeling, isn't it?
It's like being in a flow state. And I think that's where we get every week on the show, because I swear we step into a time warp. And if I was serving like a really long time in prison, I would want to be on this radio show because time goes by so fast. And in fact, even the breaks go fast. Robert, you know, you were going to share something with us, and I'm sitting here dying to know what that was. So I'd love you to share it now.
Well, I was gonna share with you a quote that I kind of created up, and I hear a lot of the times, and we kind of laugh about it in our community, but there's a word, and things come and go so quickly, and the word is disruptor. You know, I'm a disruptor. You know, whatever patterns you're going, I'm gonna disrupt that. Whatever thinking of thoughts that you have, I'm going to disrupt it. You know, but what's happening is I think it's become diluted so quickly. I just want to make sure that people understand there's a big difference between a disruptor and an interrupter. You know,
yes.
And when I go out and I see this in action, you know, I think that, you know, definitionally speaking, a lot of people are confusing what interruption is versus disruption. So I think that that's one of the things that, you know, we should start clarifying out there in the business world, is just because you interrupt someone doesn't truly mean that you're disrupting their flow state.
You know, where having a circle of like-minded people and a support network around you, because, you know, as entrepreneurs, we're constantly bombarded with a new tool, a new way of doing it. If you do it this way, this is the disruptive technology. Yeah. You got to do it this way. You got to do it that way. And, you know, but if you're surrounded by people, you could say, well, what do you think of that? I'm going to wait and see. Or, I tried it. Right. So it's that network can be a stabilizing force.
Yes, it can. Absolutely.
And that's something that we all need, because, when I've said this before on the air, and I like to share it again. Whenever I had my manufacturing business, I mean, there was no one I could really turn to. If I made a right decision, okay, I slept good. If I made a wrong decision, well, you know, my wife would want to know what I was thinking that day when I made that decision. But, you know, that's why it's so valuable to have people who can give you insight, give you encouragement, and able to, you know, you can bounce some ideas off. I mean, that mastermind and that social network that like networktogether.net has got there in the Phoenix area, and what we do at speakerspathway.com. I mean, my goodness gracious, it was just, we were just basically thrown together, to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, because Don and I, we didn't sit down one day and say, hey, we're just, you know, let's go find out about Robert W. Jones. We're going to, you know, hitch things together, because no, the energy pushed us together because of a common cause. Would you agree with that, Dandy?
Absolutely. Just a common mindset. I was talking to someone asked me the other day, likewise, Robert. So what do we, you know, why network together? What are we doing? You know, how does that fit in? I'm like, well, they share the same heart. They share the same vision. They want to bring people together. They want to form a community. And I love one of the things you coined. I don't know if you truly coined this, but you've heard of B2B, B2C. Well, this is C to C, community to community.
Right. Mm. Yep. That was me. C to C. C to C is the new world we live in, because, you know, I have this concept of community mixes. You know, we can collaborate as individuals, but, you know, how much more powerful is it? How much, you know, if you like math, for instance, you know, how much more expression do we get from our mathematical equations if we actually mix community, not just individually?
Yeah, you're exactly right, because, you know, when you're talking about the community, I remember, you know, back as I said earlier about how neighbor helping neighbor, well, business person helping business person and providing them, you know, support and advice. I mean, my goodness, that is just absolute. How do you put a price tag on that?
You can't, and one of the things I think we all learned, you know, one of my favorite times was when we collaborated together, and it was on the first year anniversary. Remember the cake, gentlemen?
Oh yeah.
That was so fun. But, you know, one of the questions that arised in there was, you know, time and money and change. And I will never forget, the question was out there. It's just like, what's the most important, time, money, or change? And here we are in the audience, and then there was this little voice that stood up and he said, change. And I still remember everyone in the room, and I remember looking at Don's face, and my 13-year-old son said, it's change. And remember, guys? And we asked him why.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he says, because, you know, we all have the same time. You know, you can't always control the money, but one thing you can is you can control change. And, you know, and that's the gift of a child. They take in so much more than we have. And I love that your organization and our organization, you know, not only do we, you know, do we celebrate the old guys like us, right? but we also celebrate the kids, because the kids are beautiful sponges. And I think, you know, as living a long life, we owe it to kids as well to open up our doors and allow them to see, you know, what their parents and grandparents and uncles and, you know, really extended, you know, the new family of community, because, you know, we can still learn from children as well. And I really appreciated that you gentlemen allowed the kids to come in as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, Don and I, we realized the importance of, you know, being good role models for kids. That's something that's so drastically needed in this day and time, isn't it, Dandy?
It is. And you just brought an image to my mind of your son sitting up there in the seat on one of the panels. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Just brought that to, I could see it, like it's imprinted on my brain, like right now. And the joy of everyone, adults, children, everyone, in just enjoying that community together.
Yeah, and it's so wonderful, because, you know, if you truly keep I tell my networkers all the time, you know, please, 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 if there's anything that you do every morning, make sure your cup is empty, because if you allow yourself, there's so much life that will fill it up each and every day.
Oh, yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, having kids involved with what we're doing, it gives them a chance to see good role models, to reinforce some good positive things about how, and plus it will open their minds for them to dream. That's
absolutely
critical.
Absolutely.
Excuse me, I got a little bit of a cough there. But that's very, very critical, because all of the negative things that kids see today, they need some good positive reinforcement. And Robert, if you would, please, be sure and share with people how they can get in touch with you to get a copy of your magazine electronically, and tell a little bit about Network Together and your website, sir.
Yes, Network Together, right now. We're currently in the state of Arizona and the state of Utah. We put on over 1,000 meetings and events per year. We have a calendar at ntevents.net, which just takes you straight there, and you can see all that's going on. We average at least 3 events each and every day. We have 4 signature events per year called the iNetwork Expo. That's iNetworkExpo.com to get more information there. If you'd like a copy of the magazine, the first 5 people who want to request that magazine, and I guess this is the honesty bucket, so I'll honor the first 5. I'll go ahead and send them the printed copy. And anyone else after that, that attention of give me that magazine, to robert@networktogether.net. I'll get them into our subscription database, and they'll be able to get the digital version of the iNetrepreneur magazine.
That's a tremendous value, isn't it, Dandy?
It is. It's a great magazine. Lots of different topics. It's fantastic, and we were honored to be part of that.
Those who they're Network Together members, and we have valuable spots for other industry leaders that we have in there. And primarily, it is a content first magazine. So you'll see minimal advertisements and maximum content. In our next issue, we started with 8 pages. We went to 32. People have demanded it so much, we've had to now upgrade the magazine to 40 pages of content.
Wow.
So, it just is amazing. What good value provides. People are looking for value, and that's a place to put what you do in a place that other people can see.
Oh, that's amazing. When you talked about all the things that you do out there, and I think about those 1,000 stages a year, that's a great place, Dandy, for someone that wants to start honing their speaking skills to start there. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and talking to Robert, that's why public speaking is one of the 5 pillars, and people have opportunities to speak in front of others, whether it be a short introduction. Jim, you and I have been to some of the meetings, a short introduction about who they are, what they do, or getting up in front of people actually giving talks. And so it's a fantastic opportunity to hone those skills.
Oh, it really is. It's just and it's a wonderful experience. I mean, we were out there, you and I, we spoke at there in Scottsdale, and people actually enjoyed it. I mean, I was floored. They really made you feel at home. They really appreciated us coming out and speaking.
I will never forget that, and I just had to get you guys out there. And I remember I had on my nice business shirt on, and I
stage
remember
warrior.
I took the buttons off and I opened it up, and underneath I had the heart of a stage warrior.
Yeah, there you go.
Robert was like, Robert is taking his clothes off.
Yeah,
oh my
right.
goodness!
I know, I heard the news.
and Donna says, I'm glad they didn't give you a pair of matching shorts.
That's right.
Oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, all of the websites there will be in the description of the show, and please be sure and subscribe to the show and share it with others. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there in Phoenix, Arizona, be sure and get in touch with Robert and Sean. They're at networktogether.net. And thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next Friday.
Thank you, gentlemen, so much.
Thank
for
you.
Having me.